Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Hebrews chapter 9, reading from verse 13 to 17. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Amen. The title of our message today is The Blood of Christ. He says, if the blood of animals, of bulls and of goats, can purify the flesh in the Old Testament system of fleshly sanctification. That's the offering they made in the Old Testament was to sanctify their flesh, not their spirit, not their mind. Because the blood of bulls and goats could not take away sin from the heart. It was just to make them fulfill all righteousness in the flesh, to do what the scripture says. So they would take the goat or sheep to the high priest as a fulfillment of that outward operation. But the conscience was not free. They still had the conscience of sin. And now he says that if God accepted the blood of bulls and goats in the Old Testament time, how much more the blood of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself. He said God himself offered his blood. That the blood of Christ is the blood of God, the blood of the Holy Ghost. So he offered his own blood. He said, how much more will the blood of God himself purify not your flesh now, your conscience? That's why he says, so that in verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So why is the Old Testament was the purification of the flesh? The New Testament is of the spirit of the heart. And that's what Jesus came to do. He came to purify us with his own blood, to purge our sins. That's why John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God. He was not talking of physical lamb, the natural one. He was speaking of the Son of God. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That he came to purge our conscience from the dead. And then we will turn to the living. He came to give us life. What life? His own life, which is his blood. And he's saying that it must be that the testator must die. That in the Old Testament, they had to literally kill the ram or the goat and then take the blood and bring it to the sprinkle it on the altar for it to be accepted. And so therefore, it was necessary for Jesus himself to also die first, for his blood to have power that is his blood is talking, is the testament. And so, for it to have power, Jesus must also die. And that it is the blood that purifies, that cleanses. You know, that's what he said in the scriptures in the old time in Leviticus chapter 17, in verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. Says that it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul, that redeems our soul. So without the blood, we have no life. That the life of the flesh is the blood. Was God mindful of the natural blood of animals? No. That was symbolic. The perfect one has not come. And that he gave this blood upon the altar. And now, the Old Testament altar cannot be the same as the New Testament altar. The Old Testament altar was pitched by men. They built the altar, and then they offered the sacrifices on that altar. They will kill the goat and sprinkle the blood upon the altar. Now he says that the New Testament altar is different. Is our heart. That's why he says he comes to clean the conscience. Our mind. And so that God gave his own blood to cleanse our mind. Jesus says you are cleansed by the words I have spoken unto you. So that the blood of Jesus Christ is the blood of the Holy Ghost. Is that blood that God himself shed for us. And how did he do it? He did it by the Spirit, the eternal Spirit, gave birth to the scriptures. That the scripture he gave to us is his life. Jesus says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life. That word is the blood of Christ, is the life of Christ. And that life of Christ, he says, is given to us on the altar. It must come in to the altar that he came to put his blood in our heart. And then our mind is cleansed. That's why he says he's knocking at the door for him to come in. Why does he want to come in? He wants to purify us. He wants to take away the death that is in our mind from us and then give us life. Now that life is his own life, which God came to give to us, which is the blood of Jesus Christ. That he says, how will he not purge our conscience? This wonderful blood of God, that the blood of bulls and goats was accepted, was speaking. That the blood of Jesus Christ speaks better. And that when that blood is upon the altar, you'll be talking and speaking on your behalf. And that it is what is in our heart that is the condemnation. When Adam sinned, death entered him. He was now carnally minded. That is the death. Who is the living? The Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of God. The words of God. So the words of God departed from him, he took to the flesh. No, that is the death. The death is in the heart. And therefore, Adam died. He says Jesus comes to remove that death or that sin. The wages of sin is death. He's not telling of the physical sin. He's telling of the sin, the man of sin. He says his wages, his pay is to kill. So when he comes into the heart, he kills. That's the death. Now, it gave us life. Jesus says that he is that life. When the life of God enters us, who the word of God, this man who is living, enter our heart, then we are alive again unto God. Through Christ. That it is Christ that is the living. That the devil is the dead. And so God came to give us his life so that we will be crying, the life will be speaking in us. in our heart. That until Christ arises in our heart. So that's what the blood of Jesus Christ is. It's the blood that cleanses, that purifies, that saves, and make us to offer a sacrifice acceptable to God. Then we cannot serve the living God because our conscience is purged. It is sanctified. We now know the living God. Who is the living? The living Word of God. That's why I say the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It goes into the heart. That the blood of bulls and goats cannot enter. Can't enter, take away the sin. The sin is in the heart. No amount of goats, the kid in the Old Testament, can come into the hearts of men. But the words of God do enter, can enter the hearts of men. Now it says this word of God, the entrance of it into your heart, you cleanse you. As letterings, no, as spirit. That this is what he promised. That he's going to purify us by himself. Hear what the Holy Spirit said himself. Go to Hebrews chapter 10. If we read verse 4-7. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. So Jesus came to do the will of God, to take away our sin. He said the blood of both goats and bulls could not do that. So it is impossible for the blood of goats and bulls to take away our sin. That it is the blood of Christ that takes away sin. So when he came into the world, who came into the world? The Word of God. When he was made flesh as the man Christ Jesus, then he said, lo, I come to do your will. I came to take away sin. To finish it once and for all. And therefore he took away the first, that he may establish the second. If I continue reading in verse 8, above when he said, sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. He took away the first sacrifice in the old time, and then gave us the second sacrifice, which is himself, the perfect sacrifice of God. And that's what he came to do. He came in the volume of the book written of him. He came to give us his own blood. And so that it will be upon the altar. If I continue reading verse 10. By which will we are sanctified through the offering of the blood of Jesus Christ once for all. He did it once. No one sacrifice in your testament was for all. But in case of Jesus Christ, he said he did it once and for everyone. And every priest standing daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from whence expecting to his enemies be made his footstool. He says he did it once and he's sitting on the seat of power. On the right hand of God. The right hand of the majesty on high. He is the governor. And that he is ever, forever. He does not die. He abided forever. And so he is saying to us that we need to receive this man. That's why he said, until he make his enemies his footstool, until we all submit to him. How? From our heart, through faith, we must believe that this man is the Son of God. This man is the Lamb of God. This man, his blood is the blood of the New Testament. He said, until he comes into our heart, every one of us must receive him. He said, when we receive this man to our heart, then his blood is there. What blood? The blood that is pure. The blood that is acceptable to God. The one that God accepted. He said, the sacrifices and offerings of the Old Testament, God will not accept. But this one sacrifice, God accepted it. Now, God has said, we need to have the blood upon the altar. His blood. That this man must be in our heart. We must carry him in our heart. Who is this man? This man. Look at what the scripture says. In verse 14, I read again. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he hath said, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Do you see the man? The man of the scriptures. He said this is what the Holy Ghost says, that he's going to put his own blood, the blood of Christ, in our hearts by himself, not done by man, no, by the Holy Ghost. In that, I will write the man Christ Jesus in your heart. You will know him. He said, everyone shall know him, from the least to the greatest. They shall know the Lord. That when the Lord arises in our hearts, that's the life which he says he has given upon the altar. That's why Jesus says, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he has no life in him. What flesh? The flesh of the Holy Ghost, his word. What blood? The blood of the Holy Ghost. He says, until we eat the truth of the scriptures, we have no life in us. Until the scripture, this man of the scripture comes in, then chase out the death. Chase out sin from us. He said, we are not alive. That's why he's standing on the door. He says, I'm knocking. If anyone opened unto me, I will come in and cast out every unclean spirit from our heart. He will chase the death out from our heart. He said, where this man is, there is no sin at all. Amen. That when the man Christ Jesus enter you, sin is not in you. He is the remover of sin. Jesus, that the word of God is active, is powerful. And that is why Jesus came. He came to neutralize, to remove the old. And then establish the new, this new man. So that he will enter into his house. Which house you are. He came to enter us. That when Christ enter you, then he will blot out every handwriting of ordinances that was against us. That was written in our heart. And then write himself in us. He removed that body of sin from us and give us the body of the Holy One, the body of Jesus Christ. That's why he said, this is my body. Take it. They did not know what he was saying. He was talking of the body of this volume of the book that is written of him. That every word in the Bible is the body of the Holy Ghost. He gave birth to it. He said, eat him. If you eat him, he said, you'll be alive. As the spirit that spoke has life, so the scripture has life. There's life in the scriptures. It's this blood that he's telling us. He said, blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. The blood of Christ takes away sin. And that the Holy Ghost spoke of it through his prophet. That in these last days, he's going to have a covenant with his own blood, the blood of Christ. And that this covenant is an everlasting covenant, because this is the covenant that has always been before creation. So God had a covenant with Christ, with his word. That's why he says that the words I have spoken, I can never utter it. So God did not make covenant with the flesh. He made covenant with the scriptures. He does say that we should eat him. He cannot be changed. He can be broken. Jesus cannot be changed. Is this covenant he gave to us? He said we should eat. When we have eaten him, then we have the covenant of the New Testament in the blood of Jesus Christ. God made it himself. That's why he says if the one that human being brings goat to the high priest and sacrifice and God accepted it is of men, how much more the one the eternal spirit did himself? That the eternal spirit offer his blood. That this is the same blood that cast out Satan from heaven. That the angels overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Is the ancient blood of God, the blood that cannot be removed. And so he's saying that we need to have this life in us. That if anyone have this life, he has passed from death to life. That the life of the flesh is the blood. Then he gave this blood of the Holy Ghost as eternal one. The natural blood is not eternal. We die. We go to the grave. But Jesus says, if you take this blood, you live forever. That he has given us everlasting life. That life is in his son. The blood of Jesus Christ. So the blood of Jesus Christ is an everlasting blood. When he says that the life of the flesh is the blood, he's really symbolizing and making symbolic statement to us. He had the blood of the Holy Ghost in mind. His own blood. That he had given this blood to be the life for us, that we are dead. Our main life is hid with Christ in God. And that it is this blood that he said he should be in our hearts. As we have just read in Hebrews chapter 10, their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Look at verse 18. Now, where remission of this is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. He did it with his own flesh. The flesh of God, that not of animals, of God. That where this is, there is redemption. There is atonement for sin. That it is this blood that atone for our sin. That purchase. They say we are bought with a price. So this is, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. But it says the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. So which blood then is he speaking of? He says he's speaking of the blood of Jesus Christ. That when he says without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. He is talking of the ultimate blood. The blood of Christ. Which blood we have in the Holy Bible. That is not dead blood. It's living blood. And that this living blood talks. And so therefore he says he speaks better than the blood. Better things than the blood of Abel. He is ever living. And making intercession for us. Where? In our heart. That's why he says that let him come in. Then when he comes in, he will pray the Father. It is this blood that speaks to God, which God hears. He talks. He said when he's upon the altar of our heart, he will be interceding for you. As the blood on the doorpost in Egypt interceded for everyone that was in those houses, the Israelites, and the death passed through, didn't enter into those houses because the living was at the door, interceding for them. So that means there's a living house, the house of the living. But that natural blood of lamb doesn't have life. It was the word of God. They obeyed. That's why the Israelites didn't die. But in all the houses of the Egyptians, their firstborn died. The word of God is saying to us today that we need to have this blood of Christ in our hearts. When God sees it, he sees us living. We are on record. If that blood is not in us, we are not on God's record. and that it is this blood that gives us citizenship, because to belong to the family, as blood make people to belong to the family. So it says it's this blood that gives us the power, the right to become children of God. That it is his own blood he used to give birth. So when this blood comes into our hearts, then we become children of God. And then God will confirm it by giving us his spirit, the spirit of his son. And then the spirit of the son of God will be crying in our heart, Abba, Father. Born again, not of corruptible seed of flesh and blood, but of incorruptible by the word of God, that he did it with his own flesh. Not of the will of man, the will of God. God came to give birth to us. He said it was the eternal spirit that was in him, Christ Jesus, to show us the right way to enter into the house of God. That the way to enter into the house of God is to receive the Son of God. That as many as receive him, he gives them power. And that this Son of God is the life of God, is the blood of Jesus Christ. So when the blood enters us, how? As dead blood? No, as a living blood. Because the blood is the life of the flesh. You say, when Christ enters you, life has entered you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope of resurrection. That this Christ is the volume of the book that is written of him. That the Holy Spirit gave birth to the scriptures, and everyone in the scriptures is Christ, is his blood. It proceeded from him. As men shed blood and blood comes out of their body, animals shed blood, there's blood coming. The blood of the Holy Ghost is his word that proceeded from him. And so that every word that came from the Spirit of God is his own life. And he did it to save us, so that we can have his life and have it more abundantly. And now he's preaching it to us, preaching his son to us, so that we can receive him. That as many as receive him, they have the life of God. They are children of God. They have now entered into the house of God. So this is why he said he did it once and for all. He took one loaf of bread and said, "This is my body." He was talking of the Holy Bible. He took one cup and said, "Take, drink. This is the blood of the new covenant in my blood. Take all of you and drink," in Matthew 26. And everyone that drank, he said, we are made to drink into one body by one spirit. So when we drink of him, what happened? Everyone will be testifying that when they were all filled with the drink, with the Holy Spirit, they were speaking as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. That's what he came to do. The blood of Jesus is with us. We have the blood of God that takes away sin. See, where that blood is, there is no more sin. Sin is gone forever, because such one is living. He dieth no more. The living has entered you. Who is the living? The living Son of God. That God has given us eternal life. This life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. How do we have the Son? Believe in the holy word of God. That the word of God is the Son of God. He said, when we believe, then he will enter us. We have him by faith. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.